This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Monday is upon us, the 8th of May. First full week has transpired. Now we're into the second week of the fifth month of the year 2017. DJV Experience, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. There's a new website, GoFCCYourself.com. GoFCCYourself.com. And
go FCC you. What do you mean me?
Yes, go FCC yourself. So there are a lot of people who are concerned about what happened with Stephen Colbert. And I don't know that I really, at this point, the FCC is reviewing the complaints about Mr. Colbert and what he said a week ago tonight about, or he made some lewd gesture. The words were bleeped from it, and if it happens, it's like most other FCC things. They never investigate anything until there's a complaint. So there may have been 87 people from the FCC watching that thing, but they won't do anything about it. And not that they actually should, because times have changed, and some of these rules are kind of silly anyway. Although
well, if
they I don't
did
know.
It on a rogue level, wouldn't that be censorship? They'd be accused of censoring people.
I suppose, yeah, maybe that's a great way of looking at it, Jennifer. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not really their job to do it, to do anything unless there is a complaint. I think that's actually the policy, right?
Yes, it is the policy, right. And it's pretty much the policy everywhere with all the federal agencies. I just was thinking about the difference between, I'm not a late night watcher, obviously, because of what I do for a living. I have to get up in the morning at 4 o'clock, so I don't watch these late night shows. And I don't take stuff. I am not a fan and haven't been a fan of any one of the three of them. Fallon, I do like, and I actually, you don't hear much about Red. Have you heard much about, what's his face?
This should be good. Red. Let's see. Who are we talking about? What could be his name? What's his name, Dougie?
What's his name? Because I haven't watched him for so long, I've forgotten his name.
Conan O'Brien.
Thank you, Conan. Conan O'Brien. Just one of those. I find that at this point, the names that I don't use all the time sometimes are not there when I reach for them as quickly as I would like them to be. It just happens to be a function of what goes on in one's brain as one matures. Anyway, so I do like him, and I didn't like him originally. So maybe there's a chance for these other guys. But I will tell you that I was pretty sensitive about Jimmy Kimmel and what happened with his son last week, even though, you know, you can, it's kind of like when I would say something good about Obama, I always felt like I had to say, but I really didn't support him and I really don't like him, but this is good. And I don't feel like I need to say that, and it's actually kind of childish to say it. It's not necessary. I mean, I didn't vote for Trump, but here's something that I think that he's doing is good, or any of these other things where we feel like because of the pressure brought about by people whose approval we desire, we don't, you know, say things that are upsetting. So to those who say, I've never said anything good about Jimmy Kimmel, I'm going to tell you about a lesson that I think I've learned from both, well, from doing radio for as long as I've been doing radio, but also this sort of brings it back around to the focus of what's real? The word that we are using these days is authentic. And I think Stephen Colbert is there to get whatever he can out of the audience. I don't think there's anything authentic about him at all. I think he's playing a role that he thinks he needs to play. I understand he's a control freak and everything is down to the precise second as to how the program goes. Okay, that's all swell. Jimmy Kimmel, I think, taught those of us who are broadcasters a lesson in vulnerability. One of the things that I have been, and this is not about me, but I think there's a lesson I need to have it underscored. And Jennifer, the reason she's here is because she has this quality. And the reason Victoria is here is because she has this quality. The story of Jimmy Kimmel's son and the captivating personal journey that he described on the air. I watched this. I listened to him. And as much as I think he's a faker, I don't think he faked a second of this. The emergency heart surgery, if you didn't hear the story about Kimmel's son, had, two, 3 days old, I think he had to have the heart surgery. And he showed a picture of the youngster on the air, and he was in tears, and they weren't fake tears. This situation made him very vulnerable. And I think that's what the audience wants from guys like that, from people like us. We need to be, or the people that you listen to, think about why you listen to whoever it is you listen to. Is it because they display a wide range of emotions? Are they self-deprecating? Do we talk about our regrets and happiness and stuff? I think that there, sometimes there's not enough and sometimes there's too much. Is that, would you agree with that, or are we always to be, I long ago defined the difference between private and personal. You know pretty much all the things that are going on in my life because I feel like it's, when you spend as much time on the radio as I do, you're gonna tell some stories about yourself and what you're doing and where you've been and the people you're around and that sort of thing. So people have gotten to know my family. They've gotten to know my dog. They know about the cows. They love the stories about the farm. They hear me talking about the women who are in my life, or the woman, the last 5 years or so. But there is that whole business.
Make sure you don't plural.
No, it isn't plural. But I think that that it's just part of what people expect. And because most people are not willing to do it themselves, they look for it. This is my theory anyway. Tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, Jennifer and Victoria. They think that because many people are too self-conscious. They don't want to talk about themselves. They don't want to be emotional. They don't want to have the story focus on them. How often do you find that to be the case with your friends? They don't want to talk about things that are extremely personal. We know Victoria's getting married,
true.
And that she hasn't invited me. Those sorts of things are part of the, the conversation. But you know what I'm saying, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I think that in the other radio reality that Jennifer has, they are more political. The shows are more political, and I think it's a shame because she's such a wonderful storyteller and say so many interesting things going on in her life that that's why I want her to focus here in this program on herself and what she thinks and what's going on with her mother and her father and her boyfriend, although we don't hear too much of that. But what's going on? And that's what makes us different. Vulnerability and authenticity, although I sound like a talent scout or a radio advisor. I've had consultants over the years, and that's the latest buzzword. But we are, and I say that proudly. I don't mind. I'm not going to tell you, whether somebody that I'm with has a tattoo on her left butt cheek, but, other than that, I think that we all have stories to tell. And the more we tell, the more this Jimmy Kimmel thing got me to thinking about it. So I'm sharing that with you. And I don't know what you guys think. Go ahead, Jennifer, in terms of what Kimmel taught us and are we doing enough of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how it affects people differently. I never really had a problem with what Jimmy Kimmel had to say. I think that he was speaking more emotionally than he was speaking about what really the laws are in this country or what really they would be with health care. I think there's some different political elements, but he was speaking from his own place, and I didn't hit him, you know, I didn't hit him about that. When with you, Dougie, I always think what makes a good radio person is someone who's not afraid to be vulnerable, even as you mentioned, like with my other shows, when I'm just doing politics, I'm going to tell you what I really think. I'm not putting on airs. I'm not making stuff up. I'm not specifically trying to ever throw red meat at people because I'm just telling you how I feel. But it was an interesting reaction. I was at the eye doctor. I took my dad for an eye appointment last week, and it was the day the Republicans had passed health care in the Senate, or, I'm sorry, in the House, and it had happened right while we were sitting in the office. So I said, wow, new health care, what does that mean? What does it mean to you? Are you a fan? He goes, well, I wasn't a fan of the old. And I don't know what the political leanings are of my doctor, so this wasn't meant to be political. This was, as a doctor, what do you think about this? And he said, you know what really made me sick was watching Jimmy Kimmel politicize his son's or his
The doctor said this.
Yes. Really? His baby's illness. He said, that would never happen. That would never happen. He said, my kid had the same problem. I went to the same hospital. I don't know, you know, and really was so personally touched and almost he felt violated by Kimmel, which I thought was an interesting reaction. Wow. Because that's not the one that I personally had, but this doctor.
No, mine either. So I don't know whether. Now I'm wondering if I was hearing it the right way after I mean, that's how it affected me. It may not have affected the other person for whatever reasons. Victoria, what about you?
Well, I mean, in terms of the Jimmy Kimmel thing, I know you're not a fan of his, but I have been a fan of his for a while, and I find his very, like, laid-back, you know, he's not a competitive Stephen Colbert type who's, like, actively trying to grab headlines, which I do think that's unfortunate that Stephen Colbert has gone down that road, but he has. Yeah. And Kimmel's never done that. He's just never been that guy, which I always really respect and I like. So I thought that it was to me, it was a moment that was very hard. You know, it was a very vulnerable, emotional moment. But I wasn't all that surprised because I've never felt that Jimmy Kimmel had a Ryan Seacrest polished wall up in front of him. And so I wasn't that shocked by it. But, you know, I mean, and in terms of, I think maybe, you know, because I come from the age of social media where everybody shares everything and every feeling and every emotion, which is too much most of the time. But, yeah. It's, you know, I think Ryan Seacrest is sort of a good example of that, where he never shares anything about himself. Like, no one knows anything about Ryan Seacrest. A lot of people have some guesses as to why that is.
He does.
But he, I mean, and that's kind of, you know, in our generation, that doesn't really go that long without showing vulnerability.
And by the way, who would really care? Honestly, whether he was gay or he wasn't gay. I don't know why.
You mean why he's keeping up a sort of... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
As much as
you know, though, I think it keeps people interested in him because nobody knows, so he's got kind of a mysterious air
about him.
So
there's two sides to this then, Kara. You're saying being vulnerable and being ourselves, we are as we are, but if we don't tell people stories about ourselves, that keeps them wondering.
I don't know. I have to disagree on that one. My first thought when he was announced as Kelly's co-host, my first thought was, uh-oh, that's not going to last too long if he doesn't start sharing his personal experiences because Kelly is an open book on that show.
It was the same thought I had. I just don't know. I think he's a great host. I just don't know if he has it in him to be vulnerable and have the chat every day, which is the best part of that program.
Yeah.
Wait, have you watched it this week? Has he been awkward?
No. I haven't been able to see it.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah, we can't see it. I would like to maybe tape it and go back and look at it a little bit and see. Yeah. All right. Good conversation. All right. Thank you for being yourselves. And that's why you're here, because you are who you are. Victoria, Jen, Doug at 20 past the hour.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Some of the better female vocalists of the past 30, 40, 50 years. This lady's in there in that group, in my opinion, anyway. New Music Monday time. Our first focus is on Patti LaBelle. The song is called The Jazz in You from Belle Homage. It's her first studio album in 10 years and her first attempt at jazz. The last time she was out promoting her new album was 10 years ago, and she was interviewed on this program and fell asleep.
Look, the girl's got to get some rest. This is
We laughed and laughed and laughed. She was a wonderful guest, except she fell asleep. But she'd been up for like 48 hours. She'd done every radio show she could go on.
Did she tell her she fell asleep?
She fell asleep. She slumped over, and that's what woke her up when she slumped over the microphone. We asked her a question. I think Richie actually asked her a question, and there was no answer. So I said, Richie, is Patti still there? And then we heard this thump. Thump. Oh, my gosh. She said, oh, I'm so sorry. It was actually pretty funny. So let's listen to this for a second and see if she pulls off some jazz. Did she pull this off?
We may want to re-loop it.
Yeah, maybe in the middle of it. Anyway. I'm not digging it. I think she's a better... She's out of the same...
I don't mind it.
Darlene.
Kind of smoky.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I read an interview with her over the weekend while she's promoting this album, and she said she, for years, was terrified of jazz and said she avoided it at all costs, and she said, now I'm 70, so I'm going to try it.
Really? Oh, yeah. Good for her. Nothing wrong with that.
I think her voice lends itself well.
She's like Darlene Love. Her voice is held up. Yeah. For those of you who didn't hear me, the last hour we were talking about Darlene Love. Had a little music from her because I'd gone to a concert of hers on Saturday night. And she's 76 years old. She belts it out, man. I'll tell you, she sounds just like she did, even better, I think, than back in the 60s. Okay, so Patti LaBelle, The Jazz in You, number one of the three songs on New Music Monday for your consideration. Second one comes from, I don't know this artist, Niall Horan. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep, from One Direction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that clarifies it for me. second single since the breakup or hiatus or whatever's going on with One Direction.
Right.
Slow Hands. Let's listen. Sounds like a One Direction song to me. Yes?
It does have a lot of, yeah, it's definitely different from the first single he put out, which was called This Town. It was very mellow, so this is more in keeping with 1D, I think.
Jennifer, you'd agree with that? Do you think it sounds like a One Direction song?
What? Yeah, this sounds just like a One Direction song, uh-huh.
Jen doesn't like One Direction.
Very many One Direction songs.
All right, let's get into my wheelhouse. New song...
I might actually be closer to your wheelhouse at this point.
Okay, all right.
My wheelhouse is migrating closer to yours.
All right, this is from a new album called Pollinator, Blondie, and Fun. Yeah, this is a Blondie song. This makes it... Crank it up, Kara, will you? She's been on the road a lot, too, this past year. It's a good concert show of hers. Remember which channel I saw it on recently. She's still got it, too.
She does. I saw her 2 years ago at a concert I was working on, and everyone was raving about her. I mean, she really brought the audience in. Yeah. She was incredible.
Yeah.
What's interesting about her music is this could have aired when she was really popular in the 80s.
Yeah.
And now. So I think that's actually a testament to her that she can release stuff that sounded like it would work back then and today.
Mm-hmm. Fine. I think that's the case with Darlene Love that I was making, too, as well. All right, so Blondie, Deborah Harry, here on the DJB Experience, 28 past the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, bad breath in dogs and cats go hand in hand with other health problems. It's best to treat the problem even if the breath is not objectionable to you. The most common cause of bad breath is tartar buildup surrounding your dog or cat's teeth. Immature pets are in the process of shedding their baby teeth and they often drool, giving them bad breath. In older dogs and cats, disease of the kidneys and liver often affect the smell of the breath as well. What I recommend that you do is get on a regular tooth cleaning routine with your pet. Learn how to brush your dog or cat's teeth. Just remember you can't use human toothpaste because dogs and cats don't spit and gargle. Yearly checkups by your veterinarian. A good, healthy diet. Chews that help alleviate a lot of that tartar is important as well. And there are now mouthwash and sprays available on the market. Keeping your dog and cat's teeth clean is more than just making them kissable and huggable. It can really help prevent a lot of other diseases in the future. Bad teeth, bad gums, bad periodontal disease can create a lot of liver problems and kidney problems. So check with your vet. Have a dental program set up every day for your pet and you both have a long, happy, kissable life. I'm Warren next time.
Hey, remember a couple of years ago when we thought we'd save some money with do-it-yourself window coverings?
Unfortunately, yes. I measured.
I ordered.
We both installed. What a disaster.
All the way around. And we're pretty good at do-it-yourself. But obviously, window coverings really call for a pro.
A pro from Budget Blinds.
They're the do-it-for-me people. They bring the store to you, come in and measure, then install it all.
And that style and service for every budget thing they talk about? Turns out it's for real.
Right. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
That's a no-brainer.
And this spring, you could get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Save money and your dignity. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS or budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself.
Get an expert to do it for you at a price that fits your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchise.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Stretch your mind and your pocketbook. Send your donations to Doug Steffen, care of the DJV show. So the Begathon shows do, although they don't make out the check to the individual. Jennifer Horn is here with Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. And Kara Schillen is here with all of us to share our Monday with you. At least 50,000 people in the German city of Hanover evacuated over the weekend after the discovery of 5 World War II bombs. Hanover was bombed by Allied forces in 1943. Thousands of people were killed. 250,000 people were displaced. Evacuations due to bomb discoveries are rare anymore in Germany. The evacuation was the second largest ever, behind the evacuation of 54,000 people last year in Augsburg. Hanover set up recreational events on Sunday in order to help residents pass the time. Food was provided. doesn't speak too well for our ability to make good bombs. Because there are all these duds. I mean, you can laugh about it. It's not really laughable, but it is sort of, you know, these people. These bombs have been sitting there since 1943. It's not like they're going to go off today or yesterday or the day before.
You hope. Gone up. Can you imagine you hear one of those things ticking at you? Ooh.
Yeah, right. After 70 years? I don't think so. But it's precautionary. They dig them out of there. What I didn't get out of this is where they found them. A lot of the old bombs have been found in old churches or in ruins of buildings, and they build on top of the, you know, Germany was completely destroyed pretty much in World War II, appropriately so. And so it's one of the most modern countries in the world, infrastructure-wise and otherwise. And so with, you know, they built buildings, they just rubble, you know, send a bulldozer in, level everything, and build on top of it. And, you know, sometimes they would take stuff, as we did with, after September 11th, the stuff that was there from these buildings, they took out to Staten Island and just made a landfill out of it. Now they're building buildings on top of that landfill. Well, the same thing happens. You know, you get, if you level everything, so you got to take the steel or whatever out, but the bricks and stuff, they just bury. Or whatever's around under the ground, they just bury. You ever watch a development taking place on land that might have been used for something else? They don't dig this stuff out of the ground. They just bury it and build on top of it. So I can imagine. But just think about it. All right, Jennifer, there's a bomb discovered just off the 405 on Olympic Avenue. And so we're going to eliminate.
Is this a movie or a real thing?
Evacuate Los Angeles today. Just imagine displacing a quarter of a million people in a day.
Just head towards Vegas, right? Right, just get in the car and start driving to the desert.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
All right, people in the news, before we get to the sports report, Biff and Biff are standing by. In the meantime, Francis Ford Coppola has said that he'd be happy to come to your house and cook dinner for you. He's apparently, Jennifer, this has got to be your area, the Napa Valley Vintners, mm-hmm, hosting an annual fundraiser. I went to it last year.
I think I was gone and went with it. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
It's the Napa Valley Wine Auction, and they come up with these really cool, really priceless items that you can bid on.
Right.
And Francis Ford Coppola has a winery up there, so this is one of those items.
So he's going to have be 30 of the guests will be able to enjoy a meal that he's going to cook, apparently. Nachi, Slice, Stace. Say it again, Doug. Slice,
or Gnocchi.
Stace. How would I say?
I was like, are we?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
I don't. Gnocchi. Gnocchi is like potato, isn't it?
Yeah. Potato pasta.
Yeah. All right. He's being coy about his Italian-themed menu, but says a well-planned surprise is a key component to show business, and that's what he's going to feature in his meal. His wife, Eleanor, his daughter, Sophia, son, Roman, and granddaughter, Gia, are going to be there for the event. So 450 vintners put this show on. Jennifer, are you going this year?
I don't think that I'm actually going to go this year, no. But
it starts
great
first this year.
Yeah, it's a great event.
Did you just drop your bra or something? What did you just do?
Did I drop my bra? No, I actually just moved a cup out of the way. So,
so the cat.
Why would that be your first thought? That she dropped her bra?
Not that kind of cup. But, no, it's interesting because this event, you can go to the tasting. So you go and each winery has like a little booth, and each booth that they do has a theme. And, of course, it's very high-end and lovely and elegant. Mm-hmm. And then you can taste the wine that will eventually be auctioned off over the weekend. So you kind of taste what they're going to be selling.
Last year, they raised $170 million. For health and education.
I mean, one of the contests was like having John Legend come to your house and play piano. I mean, there's like some really crazy stuff.
Can't pay for that. Yeah.
Yeah, and John Legend actually comes there himself and like
got $1 million for that.
Yeah.
These charities got $1 million for having John Legend come to your house.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I keep going back to Darlene Love and the concert that I saw with a couple of friends of mine over the weekend. And one of the things that she was talking about, she, as the lead singer of the Crystals, sings a song about, today I met the boy I'm going to marry. Do you know that song? I don't know if you got that there. And she says that there are a few weekends in the year that she doesn't get hired for a lot of money to go sing that at weddings.
I bet. she could live off of that alone, probably.
Of course she can, yeah. I didn't get the sense at all that she needed the money. A lot of these old rockers that are around are on the road because they need the money. I didn't get that sense from her at all. But how much would you pay to have Darlene Love come to your wedding to sing "Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry"? There, go ahead. I keep saying this. She recorded this in 1962 for Phil Spector, one of the four songs that she did for him. And she told the story about not trusting him. So every time she went into the studio with him, she made him pay her $3,000 in cash before she'd sing the song.
Smart lady.
Showed how good she was at figuring. And by the way, she sued him for $10 million and got it.
Wow.
Because he screwed her out of that much money over the years. After the song became popular. Anyway, so this song she goes around and sings at weddings. And her, by the way, and her voice is just as strong now as it was then. I was trying to think as she said that, how much would somebody pay? $30,000? $300,000? You know that J-Lo got paid $1 million to go sing a song someplace and didn't... Katy Perry or somebody, weren't we just talking about somebody who got a lot of money to go?
Yeah. A lot of the pop stars do, Mariah Carey has done it in the past, Katy Perry, J-Lo for sure.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Seems to be $1 million a song. Christina Aguilera was paid $1 million to do one song. Yeah, that seems to be the going rate.
God love him.
Yep. You should undercut him, Dougie, and do $500,000 for your songs.
Yeah, which song should I sing to them?
any of them are real doozies.
The girl I'm gonna marry.
They kind of all sound the same, so just pick anything.
Okay, all right. Thanks very much. Steven Seagal has been banned from the Ukraine.
Oh, God.
He's been deemed a national security threat. Ukrainian security services said that Seagal has committed socially dangerous actions that contradict the interests of maintaining their security. This is because he's been praising the Kremlin. He's very good friends with Vlad the Bad Putin.
Oh, boy.
You didn't know that? He was an honor. Was he declared an honorary citizen or something?
I don't really follow Steven Seagal, so. Sorry if I don't really know what his latest.
You don't?
You may be surprised, Victoria, to hear that Seagal supported Donald Trump in last year's election.
I would not be surprised by that.
He was granted Russian citizenship. That's it. He's got a Russian passport.
Oh, and so he goes to Ukraine expecting a warm welcome? It's not that bright.
I don't know that anybody ever thought he was.
Well,
Liam Neeson, another person in the news today, stopped by a sandwich shop in Vancouver after employees put up a sign offering him a complimentary meal. The manager of Big Star Sandwich Company found out that Neeson came to town last week, started to film his next movie called Hard Powder. And so he wrote a message on the chalkboard sign outside, "Liam Neeson eats here free." The other side of the sign read, "Come in and get taken away." Get it? Taken away by our sandwich.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
So they put up the sign around 11 o'clock, and by 6:30, Liam Neeson showed up. I thought that was kind of cool.
Very nice. I like that he showed up and he goes, "Where's my food?"
Where's my
sandwich?
Yeah, everybody loves the free meal.
Yeah, that would have been great to have. That's got to be, somebody's got to have that on video someplace.
I think they were so shocked that, I mean, he took pictures with the staff and that all went around social media over the weekend, but I don't know that anyone really caught it on tape, which would have been hilarious.
Right, yeah. Holy blank, it worked. # Liam Neeson was the caption from a couple of the employees. Yeah. I've heard he was very personable. I don't know him, never.
I met him once in Central Park. He pet my dog. He was very nice.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Down to earth. All right, ladies, we have now time for sports information. Biff Keelan and Biff corn. Let's see. I was watching. We were in a restaurant on Saturday night watching the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
It was pouring rain. I'm surprised these horses didn't get hurt sliding around in that mud. My God, it looked awful.
Mm.
I didn't follow it. I didn't know too much about it. A lot of the Patriots were there. A lot of celebrities go to these things. It lasts for, what, about 2.5 minutes? How long is these derby?
Oh, that's a short track. That's less than a minute and, was it a minute and 30 seconds or a minute and 45 seconds, something like that?
Fast.
They say it's the fastest 2 minutes in
sports. All right, so who won? Yeah. Who's doing this? Jennifer, is this your story?
I'll do this one, sure. This was the 143rd Kentucky Derby, and Always Dreaming was the big winner of the day.
Always Dreaming, okay.
Yeah, and you mentioned Tom Brady was there, Jerry Rice, Aaron Rodgers, baseball too. David Ortiz, you know, we like to call him Big Papi.
Uh-huh.
He was there. A lot of celebrities. So it's very well attended. It's kind of the place to see.
Why would you go there for a 2-minute race? What's the big deal?
Well, it's a whole day of
cool
racing,
hat.
Too. Yeah. It's not just one race. It's a whole roster of races for the day.
Really?
But that's the big one. Yeah.
Oof. I think that the humane people would be out there worried about what would happen on the track because it was so muddy. It was pouring. I mean, you could see it.
I didn't watch the race, but Always Dreaming must have led wire to wire because he didn't have an ounce of mud on him or
way out in front.
Yeah.
He was way out. What I saw was them rounding the finish line. It was up in the bar, this restaurant we were at, and the horse came across, and it was way ahead of the other horse.
Yeah.
Way ahead of him. All right. So that's that story. All right. Victoria, the NBA... And it's Detroit Pistons coach Stan Van Gundy focusing not on basketball, but what?
Raising awareness for shelter dogs, and which is something that we all have rescue pets. So last week's annual Empty the Shelters event was a big success, and there was one particular shelter in Harbor Springs, Michigan, called the Little Traverse Bay Humane Society, and all of the dogs got adopted except for one. There was one dog left. His name was Eastwood. He's a one-year-old red Labrador retriever. He was found wandering in the streets, almost completely blind, and he had a deformed rear leg. The shelter took him in, got him healthy. His vision has improved. It's not perfect, but it's gotten a lot better. And he's getting around better with his handicap. And so, but unfortunately, there were no takers for poor Eastwood. So they posted on the Facebook page that Eastwood was the only one left, and he was very lonely because all of his friends had gotten their forever homes. And so 80 applications came pouring in, which was wonderful, and the Van Gundy family was awarded Eastwood. And so he has become, they've really raised awareness for the annual event of emptying the shelters and just shelter dogs in particular. He was on CNN over the weekend. Eastwood has now become a big star. And
liberal?
So, pardon?
Liberal dog.
He's a liberal dog.
CNN.
Right, right. Fake news. Fake news, yeah, it was fake news. He wasn't really adopted at all. It was fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, so the Van Gundy family has, they wanted to participate in the event, and they actually couldn't. They missed the deadline, so it ended up working out in their favor anyway. So now Eastwood's got a really good home.
Good. All right, that's a good story, a neat story. We always, like, I just think that everybody should get their dogs some shelters. That's
absolutely.
We just look around. I post a lot of that stuff on my Facebook page. It's 10 before the hour.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you save $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Money Pit time, 53 past the hour. Joining us now is Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the celebrated and award-winning Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program that has a very important way of you to reach out to them and them to reach out to you. There are a lot of people who have a lot of questions about what's going on in their home. You have no further than this program to listen to all my questions, and once in a while we actually get to some of yours.
Yeah, so, I listen to your questions, Doug.
I know you do. All right, so if you have a question for Tom for the Money Pit, what you ought to do is post it in the new Money Pit community, the new Money Pit community at moneypit.com. Go to moneypit.com and look for the new Money Pit community, and then they're going to answer the questions. Plus, you'll automatically be entered to win products. They have a lot of things that they give away on the program every week. So this is a great way, a great incentive for you to get in there. So send it along to moneypit.com/community. Or you can call your question into 888-MONEYPIT, 888-MONEYPIT. But if you have a chance, that writing it down is probably better. All right, for example, this past weekend, there were $400 Greenworks lawnmowers given away. $150 gift card to the Home Depot. That's not a bad deal at all. So questions submitted this week eligible for next weekend's giveaway, which includes a Fisker's lawn tool package and a 12-foot Hampton Bay lighted patio umbrella. Now, that I know comes from Home Depot. Hey, that's their brand. What's Fisker's? I don't know that.
Fisker's is a manufacturer of garden tools.
Are they?
Shovels and clippers and rakes. And yeah, they make good stuff.
Good to have on the farm.
Yep.
All right.
Exactly.
So you want to get a shot at the lawnmower, gift cards, lights, tools.
These are questions.
Get the questions to moneypit.com/community. So in a moment, we'll have an example or two of the questions that have come in since last week. when we requested you send us questions. Question and answer. What a concept. Stand by.
Hi, Tom Baudet. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Hi, Tommy the K is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. One of the listeners, Laura, says that she bought a propane grill a year before selling our home and only used it once. When we moved into our new home, we found a natural gas line was available for the grill. Aha! So does it work? The propane grill work with natural gas? That's a question.
Whoa.
That's a great question.
It's a very good question, but no, it absolutely does not. Because those two fuels have different types of burners. They use different amounts of gas. The flow is different, and the burner size, the orifice size where the gas comes out, is different. You cannot automatically take a propane grill and just switch the fuel out to natural gas.
You can change the burner, but how expensive is that?
Didn't you just rebuild your grill? I did rebuild my grill, but I didn't change the fuel type. I just replaced the burners with, you know, the same kind of burner. So that wasn't the issue. But if you were to replace all of the guts, sort of, so to speak, inside the grill, you know, that's probably going to be around break even with buying a new one. That's
really?
My view on it. Yeah. Unless you have a really good grill, you know, a really expensive one, then maybe it's going to be worth it. But for your average propane grill, probably not worth it. But it's a great question because it's nice to have natural gas built in to, say, your patio, your decks.
So leave the grill for the new people that bought your house.
You could do that, too.
Don't forget, send your questions to moneypit.com/community and see if you can get a handle on these lawnmowers and gift certificates being given away by the Money Pit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.